This is the Novice Novelist Podcast, episode 16.
Join us in a world where creativity thrives, ideas come to life, and dreams become a reality. Welcome, listeners, to the Novice Novelist Podcast.
Welcome to the Novice Novelist Podcast. Today, I have two of my fellow students here. Can you guys start by introducing yourself?
Hi, I'm Josiah Klein. I'm a senior at Port Clinton High School.
Hey, I'm Maddie McLaughlin. I'm a junior here at Port Clinton High School.
All right. Well, today we have an interesting topic to discuss, a poem to read, and both of you will be talking a little bit about your novels. So first we'll start out with the topic that we're discussing is whether or not you prefer writing with deadlines, grades, etc., or writing with no deadlines, like on your own. So Josiah, we'll start with you.
You know, the thing about deadlines is it gives you something to strive for. It gives you kind of that push you need to start writing and continue doing it. But it is a little bit rough to keep up with, I've found.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Maddie, what's your take on this?
I'm kind of on the opposite side. I don't really like writing with deadlines. It just adds stress. So I don't really like it.
Okay, so we definitely have two opposite sides here. I definitely think that deadlines help me out a little bit when writing my novel, definitely because I'm a procrastinator.
Same here.
Yeah.
I honestly work a lot better under pressure.
Oh, yeah. So I know procrastination is definitely a big factor when writing a novel and dealing with, you know, writer's block, which we talked about in an earlier episode if you guys wanted to check that one out. So, Maddie, do you have anything else to add on, like, maybe why you think that you would rather write on your own, or is procrastination?
I just don't like writing with the deadlines because I feel like I kind of procrastination. I just wait until the end, and then I just don't like it because I'm really, really stressed, and my writing's not as good.
Okay, all right. So you're going for more of where, like, if you're stressed out, you don't feel like your writing would be more effective, whereas, you know, if you're doing, you know, deadlines, it wouldn't be. All righty. Okay, so then we'll move forward by talking about maybe some hardships you guys faced. So what do you think the biggest challenge in writing your novel so far has been?
Well, starting. That is always the most difficult point. Starting out and trying to figure out what's going on in your story, where you're going with it, what your characters are like, what the plot is going to be. It's all unknown, and that's kind of scary, especially because you want it to be good and you actually might feel very attached to it.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Maddie, what's your take on that?
I think my hardest thing with writing was that I kind of place myself in my story too much, and like there's too much like personal stuff in it, so I have to go back and like kind of detach myself from my writing a little bit and make it more fictionalized with my characters rather than myself.
Absolutely.
Well, at least you're doing the write what you know thing. That's pretty good.
Yeah, and then we're going a little bit off topic, but related to your novels, I heard that you had written a poem that linked in with your novel. So
I did indeed, sir.
Awesome, awesome. So could we get you to read that on the podcast for us right now? Or?
Sure.
All right, let's hear it.
My poem is called What Lies Betray. It's a four-metaphor poem. We were asked to write them for our novel specifically. What Lies Betray. Lies are a mask in a masquerade. No one is unwillingly misled. Behind them, truth lies in waiting trade. But the mask says all that needs to be said. Lies are a door locked up tight. Only a key could allow one to pass. Its contents stay barricaded from sight, but doors are just walls that open, alas. Lies are a cipher between two texts, one true, one false, both ambiguous. To grasp the meaning a lie connects, all three must lie contiguous. Lies are a shield meant only to block. Immediate threats its use will amend. But wherever the hands run slow on a clock, there are many things a shield can't defend.
That is awesome. I love how you linked it back to your novel and definitely described some of the things that we talked about earlier. So we do need to take a break and hear a word from our sponsors. So we'll be right back. All right, and we are back. So we ended before the break with Josiah reading his very excellent poem about his novel. So
thank you.
Did you want to talk a little bit about the poem and explain how it maybe reflects into your novel a little bit?
Sure. Well, in my story, I found that the most telling things are what characters don't say or refuse to say or even refuse to believe. And so lies are a very telling way to see a character, you know, what they're lying about. Each of my characters, three main characters, a lot to juggle there.
Yeah.
They all lie about something. Even when they are seen as pillars of responsibility, they're all lying about something to someone, including themselves, strangers, loved ones, whoever. One of my characters, Tyson, as I said, pillar of responsibility, he does everything. He's just complete and workaholic for the sake of other people.
Yeah, and we can definitely see that reflecting in the poem where you're, you know, talking about, you know, sometimes it isn't about what you say, it's about the things that you don't say. So that's definitely an awesome
representation. The thing is about that, he takes too much responsibility onto himself.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of a delusion. He's lying to himself more than anybody else that, you know, that he is so very needed, so very essential that he can't just let things be.
Yeah. Yes. And that's very deep. And that's amazing that, you know, you thought about that and that you put that into your novel. So on the topic of, you know, talking about our novels, I wanted each of you to give a short background on what your novel's about. So Maddie, we'll go ahead and go over to you first.
So my novel is about a girl. Her mom died when she was really young. And then she ends up going on a class trip to Europe with her boyfriend. And she finds out that he's been lying to her about a bunch of stuff. And before her mom had died, she had made a promise to her that, like, she would always stay with him because her mom knew that he was right for her. And, like, the whole story is kind of about her, like, trying to figure out if she's going to break that promise based on what he did or if she wants to save it. So
that's awesome. Yeah. And then we'll go over to Josiah. We already got into a little bit of it with the poem, but you want to give a little short background on yours?
Sure. The three main characters in my story are Anna, her brother Tyson, and Talia, a girl she meets at school. Anna has a very powerful imagination. And in addition to that, she has a very powerful intuition into things. She can kind of see the truth to things and regardless of when other people can't. And yeah. Talia, she has, basically they have oneiric abilities, dream-based. Talia astral projects whenever she sleeps instead of dreams. And Anna has very, very vivid dreams. They kind of lock her in, you know, even with her powerful imagination, it overwhelms her and she ends up feeling just as trapped in her dreams as she does in her real life.
That's awesome.
And basically the story is about them dealing with their issues, resolving their lies, you know, just going about life.
That's awesome. Yeah. And that definitely sounds like a very deep and very, maybe even inspirational novel in a way. So,
right. Thanks.
So another question that I'd like to ask you guys, do you feel like you put yourself into your novels? Do you feel like you put you and your personality into it as much as you have liked to? We'll go back to Maddie for this one to start.
As I said earlier, I do. I think it's probably, like I said, like the hardest thing that I've had to deal with just because some of the experiences that my main protagonist goes through, like I've been through myself. So I like to kind of put like the same feelings into it, and then I'll end up going into my own experience. So I definitely do through a lot.
Yeah. And then Josiah, you as well?
Well, I don't put 100% of me into everything. I always like to do something different, something I'm not familiar with, in order to challenge myself to think outside of my normal parameters. Just, I base a lot of the things off of what I hear and what I see in other people. And I just find it fascinating trying to understand other people, those different perspectives, their thoughts, their experiences, how it all plays into their characters in real life and in fiction. It's why I joined creative writing.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's definitely great. I know I definitely put myself into every page of my novel, whether it's me personally and my own thoughts or, you know, friends that I have around me. So we're going to go ahead and wrap it up there. And I'd like to thank everybody for all the support, everybody listening. And keep tuning in, like, subscribe. And if you're on YouTube, hit that notification button so you get all of our videos.
Bing.
And thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to the Novice Novelist Podcast. Please subscribe and share and tune in every week to hear more Port Clinton High School students become the Novice Novelist.